This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas, as well as Qatari mediators, all sounded notes of caution on Tuesday about progress towards a truce in Gaza after U.S. President Joe Biden said he believed a ceasefire could be reached in under a week to halt the war for Ramadan. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas is weighing a proposal agreed by Israel at talks with mediators in Paris last week for a 40-day ceasefire, which would be the first extended truce of the five-month-old war. Both sides have delegations in Qatar this week hammering out details. Lebanon is bracing for more deadly conflict, analysts say, as Israel is launching its deepest airstrikes inside the country in years. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
Israel's airstrike Monday on Baalbek in the Baqa Valley deep inside Lebanon is the most significant, they say, since the one that killed top Hamas official Saleh El-Arouri in the capital Beirut in early January. Hezbollah said it shot down an Israeli drone over Baalbek, a Hezbollah stronghold where it has an air defense unit. Later, an Israeli fighter jet carried out the targeted killing of Hassan Salami, a senior Hezbollah officer in southern Lebanon, alleging he was responsible for carrying out rocket attacks on northern Israel. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
France's foreign minister on Tuesday sought to clarify comments made by President Emmanuel Macron that Paris could send troops to Ukraine for specific needs, but not to fight in the war against Russia. Macron on Monday did not rule out European nations sending troops to Ukraine, but cautioned that there was no consensus at this stage as allies agreed to try harder to get munitions to Kyiv faster. This is the French foreign minister addressing Parliament on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. congressional leaders met with President Joe Biden on Tuesday to discuss spending as billions of dollars in foreign aid packages remain stalled in the Republican-majority House of Representatives, jeopardizing the delivery of $60 billion in aid to Ukraine to help it defeat Russia. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson saying he will not bring the $95 billion foreign aid package, which also includes $14 billion in aid for Israel and $4.8 billion for Indo-Pacific partners, including Taiwan, to combat Chinese aggression until the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border is secured.
The first priority of the country is our border and making sure it's secure. I believe the president can take executive authority right now today to change that.
A bipartisan agreement to make changes to U.S. immigration law in return for aid to Ukraine fell apart after months of negotiation due to Republican objections. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden's support for Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza is being put to a test on Tuesday in the state of Michigan, home to a large Arab American constituency where some Democratic voters have been urged to mark their primary ballots as uncommitted in protest. Biden and Republican former President Donald Trump are expected to easily win their party's primaries in the state on Tuesday. Nigerians protested in the capital Abuja on Tuesday as the Nigeria Labor Congress began a strike over economic hardships and the high cost of living. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Food and fuel prices have been soaring in Africa's biggest economy, increasing hardship. Inflation is at its highest point in almost three decades, spurred by bold but unpopular reforms by President Bola Tinubu in his first year in office. That includes ending a costly fuel subsidy and devaluing the local Naira currency twice. Tinubu has defended his economic reforms, saying they were needed to boost growth and investment. This week, the government approved the immediate resumption of cash transfers to 12 million vulnerable households. However, labor unions want Tinubu's administration to go further.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Senegal's National Dialogue Commission will propose a delayed presidential election be held on June 2nd and recommend President Macky Sall remain in office until his successor is sworn in, a commission member said on Tuesday. The West African nation has been thrown into an unprecedented political crisis after Sall postponed the election initially scheduled for February 25th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.